Hello, my friends. It's Disturbing Dreams, episode 2. My name is Pete Zeilander, and I am here to bring you an hour of unsettling but not unpleasant music of darker tones. Starting the show tonight, we had Fearful Hope by an artist called Bite the Boxer. I don't know if that is the boxer as in a dog or a fighter or somebody who puts things in packages. In any case, Bite the Boxer started the show tonight with his dark and brooding cinematic ambient work, Fearful Hope. He takes cues from Aphex Twin, Nine Inch Nails and The Cure, all of which are favourites of mine, so that went down quite well. And following that up, we had a tune called Hold On To Me by Sortafine, who doesn't have a great deal to say about it when I asked, but I think we can let the music speak for itself on that one. Weirdly unsettling, and they did say it's inspired by the Ghost Pop tape by Devin Hendricks, which I must admit I don't know much about, but I will have to look into. So, Disturbing Dreams Episode 2. The first show went down rather well. Thank you to everyone who listened and said nice things and shared it around. Gratifyingly, we hit the top 10 on Mixcloud's global charts for dark ambient and experimental ambient in episode 1. So that was good. I will attempt to keep up the sort of quality that you all deserve and hopefully enjoy. Let's see then. Okay, the next one is something I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the track title, but it is from an album called The Hidden Names, which is apparently based on a book of the same name, which talks about the angels of the zodiac. That's something else I don't really know anything about, but I like the sound of the music. You've just heard the White Noise and Synth Experimentationalism, if that is a word, of Syncretist. That was When the Universe Was Young and Hot, taken from his Oscillated Incidents LP. Prior to that was In the Thick of It by Skin Contact. That tune was originally recorded for a compilation called Clang, Noise Made with Metal. And all sounds in that track were made using metal objects. Mixing bowl, smallish metal sheet, pans. Now let's have something with words. This next that I will play for you is called Commencement, and it's by a rather unusual artist called Deimos Room. If you look them up, you will find a website which appears to be for some sort of estate agent. They claim to be reasonably priced and readily available. Deimos Room are an international equestrian investment consortium, not a pyramid scheme, it says, and they're founded by the Horse Militia. I have absolutely no idea what any of that means, but it doesn't matter. This tune is from their Commencement Mineral Blend split EP, which includes remixes from people like Gonja Sufi, Louis Boom, Dome Zero and Polyop. But I'm going to play for you the original track, Commencement. This is available digitally and on vinyl. Taken from the When We Were Vampires LP, that was The Garlic Incident by Kid Love. A name which sounds somewhat out of place with vampires, but it is Kid with a Q, so maybe that helps. When We Were Vampires was fully improvised and is somehow their 147th album. Now, when you think about an album that is solely focused on vampires, and you take into consideration that they've made 147 albums, I ask you to consider who might be making this album. Now, when I first put out the call for submissions for this show, I said something like, we were all about underground artists. I think I'm overdoing the nighttime voice slightly. I said we were looking for underground artists that were all about esoteric names. And this next artist, I think, has taken that rather to heart. They're called Lol. And the track that I'm going to play you of theirs is called Bubba, 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 Bubba. It's just a string of bees. These are a noise groove drone duo who like irony and dissonance. Think about what that might mean. This is Signs, the Woodland Walk edit by Beth Dyes. This is a special edit of an upcoming 40-minute drone and ambient piece. That's all Beth told me. Now, do you make dark, ambient, experimental electronic music? You do. Send it to me. All of the details are on audiointerface.org. It could get played on this show. Along with the details of that, there are track listings for all of tonight's music with the links to the artists. Let's see now. I think I've got time for just a couple more. So, do you like space? Do you like supermassive black holes? Do you like drone music inspired by things like that? Well, have I got something for you? This is Accretion by C. Serco. Okay, we've reached the end of the show. I'll let Lol return to play us out with another track in a moment. But before I do that, I'd just like to say thanks again for listening. It really is appreciated, and sharing the show on social media or people in the street who you think look like they might enjoy dark ambient sounds is very much appreciated. Thinking about it, don't walk up to someone in the street who looks like they might appreciate dark ambient sounds. There could be all sorts of bother, and I don't want that on my conscience. Share it with people who you already know. Only. Let's end with another track from Lol. This is called Yeah. Sleep well, my friends. Sleep well.